A new bank has opened in New York, a milk bank. It's a place that collects and distributes donated breast milk for babies who need it. WXXI's Karen Shikurji went to visit the bank and find out more.
Oh, that's them. They're there.
The New York Milk Bank is small, spotless, and noisy. Two massive stainless steel freezers are humming along, and they're stocked with these little glass bottles of pasteurized breast milk. A deep freezer in the corner is filled with bags of milk waiting to be pasteurized. Julie Boucher-Horowitz, who runs the milk bank, welcomes in one sleepy-looking customer, a new dad.
Good. So what day of life is this? Is this the second day of life?
Michael Guinan is picking up milk for his newborn because his wife isn't producing any yet and the baby is losing weight.
Got down to about 5 pounds, 11 ounces.
Every year in the U.S., about 55,000 babies are born early and very small. They're under 3.5 pounds. Their digestive systems can't really process formula easily, and they also benefit from breast milk for all its infection-fighting, immune system-building properties. But not all moms produce milk or enough of it. Estimations show that most of those tiny infants could use at least some donor milk.
Okay, so let's get the milk.
Nonprofit donor milk banks receive, screen, and process breast milk from moms who want to donate their extra milk. Those moms don't get paid anything. The bank then sells it to hospitals or families directly for about $4 an ounce. A full-term baby consumes, on average, 30 ounces a day. Nonprofit milk banks are making a comeback across the country. In 1980, there were 30 active banks in the U.S. Then, no insurance coverage, formula campaigns, and concerns about HIV transmission meant most of them closed. By 2000, there were only 5 left.
This is Pauline.
Pauline Sakamoto directs one of those 5 milk banks that stuck around in San Jose, California. In the 80s, her bank co-founded the Human Milk Banking Association of North America, a national group that formed to set standards for donor milk.
There was a lot of contention about adapting these really rigorous standards.
It took them 5 years, but they created guidelines by the 90s. Since then, the World Health Organization, a Surgeon General, and the American Academy of Pediatrics have all said in one way or another, for preterm infants, breast milk is better than formula. So when moms can't produce, donor milk is the next best thing. And Pauline Sakamoto says at least some of the healthcare community is paying attention to that message.
The research is bearing out what milk bankers have known for quite a long time, for the last 100 years, that there are reasons why this milk is gold.
In the past 4 years, the amount of donor milk distributed has doubled from about 2 million to 4 million ounces. Today, there are 26 nonprofit milk banks around the country, and 6 more are on the way.
5 other freezers.
At the New York Milk Bank, Julie Boucher-Horowitz basks in the amount of milk they've received so far.
So do you have more milk than you know what to do with?
Well, that's a good question, because we're new.
The bank has 7 freezers full of donated milk. Boucher-Horowitz is letting hospitals know that the bank is up and running. And now the question is, will hospitals jump on board, and who is going to pay for all of this? And that's part 2 tomorrow. Karen Shikurji, Side Effects Public Media.